And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies and 13 degrees, your current temperature. We look for sunny skies today with a high near 39 and south-southeast winds picking up at 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts as high as 25 today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. An official has terminated Iowa's contract with a private company that was scheduled to help manage the state's $4.2 billion Medicaid program. Iowa Department of Administrative Services Director Janet Phipps released a report Friday night that terminates the Iowa Department of Human Services contract with WellCare of Iowa. Phipps was selected by Governor Terry Branstad to review an administrative law judge's recommendation that WellCare be dropped over allegations that it didn't properly disclose information about fraud or mismanagement during its bid for a contract. WellCare officials have said they disagree with the judge's ruling. Phipps' report upholds the state's contract with Amerigroup Iowa, AmeriHealth Caritas Iowa, and United Healthcare Plan of the River Valley. A spokesman for Branstad said the governor's office is still reviewing the decision. Iowa's unemployment rate dropped slightly in November, continuing a long-term decline. Iowa Workforce Development announced Friday the state's unemployment rate fell to 3.4% in November from 3.5% in October. That compares to 4.3% a year ago. There were 1,647,500 people working in the state in November, up 3,100 from the number in October. The number of unemployed residents in November fell to 58,700 from 60,400 in October. Iowa's rate compares to a national unemployment rate of 5%. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak man for theft on Friday. At 7:31 p.m., officers arrested 41-year-old Troy Allen Myers for fifth-degree theft on North Broadway Street in Red Oak. Myers was taken to Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and is being held on $300 cash bond. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man following a domestic disturbance late Friday morning and charged him with harassment in the first degree and interference with official acts. 19-year-old Matthew Michael Kissel of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around noon and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities say officers were dispatched at around 11:47 a.m. to a residence at 1427 Avenue F. Upon officers' arrival, it was determined that Kissel was still inside the residence and had made threats to shoot an adult relative and any responding police officers. A perimeter was set up outside the residence. Officers were able to make verbal contact with the man, who surrendered peacefully and was taken into custody after exiting the home. No one was injured during the incident and no weapons were ever located. During the incident, the staff at nearby Roosevelt Elementary School was notified to put their school into lockdown until the situation could be resolved. Roosevelt Elementary was placed in lockdown for approximately 30 minutes. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports an Audubon County man was sentenced to slightly more than a year in prison on drug charges. 27-year-old Brock Daniel Knapp of Exira was sentenced by Chief United States District Court Judge John A. Jarvie to 12 months and a day in prison for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine. Knapp was also ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release following his prison term. According to the plea agreement, beginning in June of 2014, Knapp assisted in the distribution of methamphetamine by delivering money from the sale of meth to meth suppliers involved in the conspiracy. The matter was investigated by the Iowa Department of Public Safety Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A processing error has delayed paychecks for thousands of Come-and-Go employees. Come-and-Go spokeswoman Christy Bell says paychecks mistakenly weren't issued Friday to all of the West Des Moines-based company's roughly 4,800 employees. Bell says the gasoline and convenience store chain will direct deposit paychecks into employees' bank accounts on Monday. She says the company will help employees who have a critical need for immediate paychecks and will work to resolve additional fees to employees related to the late checks. Bell says the company has apologized to employees for the delay, which could be especially difficult since it's during the holiday season. Come-and-Go is working to figure out what caused the error. A Pottawatomie County man was sentenced on Thursday to jail time and fined for filing a false tax return. Chief U.S. District Court Judge John A. Jarvie sentenced 62-year-old Craig A. Tripp of Avoca to 3 months imprisonment and fined him $15,000 for filing a false 2009 tax return. In addition, Tripp was ordered to serve 1 year of supervised release following his prison term. According to the plea agreement, Tripp agreed to pay his tax liability in an amount to be determined by the IRS. At the sentencing hearing, Judge Jarvie found that Tripp failed to provide for an accurate accounting of his profits derived from the sale of beer and other items from his business, the Blue Moon Bar and Grill in Avoca. Chief Judge Jarvie also found that Tripp had failed to report business profits on his 2007, 2008, and 2010 federal tax returns. The matter was investigated by the IRS Criminal Investigations Unit and prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two recent arrests. On Thursday night, deputies arrested Zachary James on an Adams County warrant for domestic assault. And on Wednesday, Adams County deputies received a call with regard to an individual who had entered a home without permission. Upon further investigation, Courtney Sanson was placed under arrest for burglary in the third degree. Additional information concerning those arrests is not currently available. Two people were arrested early Friday morning on assault charges in Red Oak. Police say 25-year-old Mark Allen Lear, Jr. of Council Bluffs and 26-year-old Heather Lynn Lear of Red Oak were arrested for domestic abuse serious assault. The pair were taken into custody at around 1:25 a.m. in the 300 block of East Market Street in Red Oak. They were brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. A Creston woman reported to police on Thursday that someone had stolen a 3.5-foot-tall statue of Jesus Christ from her yard in the 500 block of West Prairie Street. The incident happened sometime between December 15th and 17th, and the loss was estimated at $200. A Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper has been charged with involuntary manslaughter in the drowning of a handcuffed Iowa man. The Kansas City Star reports that a special prosecutor announced the charge Friday against Trooper Anthony Piercy outside the Morgan County Justice Center. Piercy was transporting Brandon Ellingson for a breath test on May 31st of 2014 when the 20-year-old tumbled into the Lake of the Ozarks wearing an improperly secured life vest. The vest slipped off and Ellingson of suburban Des Moines drowned. Piercy primarily patrolled roads and said previously he lacked training to handle the situation. The drowning led to questions about a decision to merge the state's Water and Highway Patrol. A legislative report found that the merger resulted in less training for troopers working on state waterways. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Paul R. Paulson, age 63, of Des Moines and formerly of Exira and Audubon, died Wednesday at the Brighton Kavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Paulson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Paul Martin Zaccone, age 19, of Harlan, died Sunday at the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. A mass of Christian burial for Paul Martin Zaccone will be held on Saturday, and here today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Marcia Holloway, age 74, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Services for Marcia Holloway will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Fromm, age 54, of Defiance, died Tuesday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for John Fromm will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Lee Henry Manns, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lee Henry Manns will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Manly Everett Robertson, age 88, died Saturday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. A private family graveside service for Manly Robertson will be held at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Grizzled is in charge of the arrangements. And Albert Louis Peterson, age 70, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, passed away on Friday at the Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Services for Albert Louis Peterson are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair, and online condolences may be left there. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.